roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, you so fly. Yeah. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, you so fly. Yeah. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me A.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, that's not going to happen, right? So the interesting people I'm talking to tonight is y'all. So before we get into that, I got a couple of things I want to share with y'all, some information I want to get out as usual, right? So before we do that, I have to do like I always do each and every week. I have to thank all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Thank y'all so much. I want to make sure I always shout y'all out and make and give y'all props, because it's really important that in this podcast game that we pay attention to that particular part of the game. Like, it's really important. Like, the platforms and podcasting is not just about the visual part. It's really mainly about the audio, right? And then everything else, like the visual, is all a plus, a bonus, right? That's what that is. But for the most part, it's about that audio. So for all of y'all that download the audio version, thank y'all. Definitely appreciate y'all. And like I said, one of these shows, I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to have to get up here and I'm going to, because I'm going to show y'all. Because it's one thing to say it, right? And then, you know, I got receipts. So, you know, it's all good to show y'all the receipts. Other people, and they all over the world, and I just appreciate it, right? Because, yeah, it's dope. Doing this right here, it's a full-time job, because you got to do it every day, even when you're not live, or not even when your show is not airing, right? Like tonight, like every week, Tuesday night, 8 p.m., your boy jump up here and he show up. But every day, I got to put up a clip. Every day we got to do something to let y'all know and to keep moving the platform around. It's not going to happen just because you put it out, right? I think that's the biggest misconception too, is because a lot of us got a lot of followers and a lot of friends on social media, so to speak. They ain't your real friends, but, you know, you got a bunch of those people and you think that everything that you put up, you know, it's just going to automatically go just because it's you. And you realize that, nah, and it doesn't work that way, right? You know, it's a such thing called algorithm. And depending on what you're talking about, depending on what you're doing, the algorithm could work for you or it could work against you. It just depends, you know. For the most part, whenever it comes down to things like sex and stuff like that, or things that include, like, that particular thing, those things, they always going to get pushed to the forefront, right? Because it's a way to attack people's low, you know, your energy, right? Your lower chakra ever, right? And so, but that's a really intense feeling, right? Sexuality, sex and stuff like that. So I noticed that on all the platforms, right? Like, you go to the explore page, you're going to see, you know, that's what you're going to see first. You're going to see half-nakedness. You're going to see that off top. And then it's a thing, too, when you think about suggestive programming. Suggestive programming, right? Where they use different things that suggest things to you to make you either like it or not. It doesn't matter to them. The point is that they can get it in front of you. And with social media, we all know, because they all are free apps that we use. So in order for us to really kind of think about it, is it free? It's free in order for us to be on there, but is the apps themselves making money? And they're making money off us all the time. I see people on TikTok, like, right? Like, they be doing the influencer thing, right? Which is dope. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. And they be doing network marketing, and they be, you know, promoting different products, and they get commission and stuff like that. I think that's dope. You know, don't get me wrong. But it's still a free platform that turns around and find ways to get money out of you, but they, in exchange for thinking that you're getting something for free, or getting something of value. And it really is not. It's just like anytime a person go to a restaurant, right, or a fast food restaurant, and they have a 99-cent menu. And on that 99-cent menu is a burger or a chicken, whatever. Whatever that thing is that they have up there, you know, can you imagine, like, even at 99 cent, whatever that dollar menu item is, they still making a profit off of it. So can you imagine how much certain things that we pay for really is, that people's profit margins just be going up off the roof? And I mean, I say all that to say, you know, there's a lot of different things out here that I feel like we should pay attention to. But I got some things I want to talk to y'all about. But before I really get into all that, I did thank everybody that downloaded the audio version. I also want to thank everybody who clicked the links in the descriptions of the podcast and stuff like that, because y'all go out there and y'all check out things like Kill No One Part One. Kill No One Part One is doing good. It's doing great. I thank y'all so much for all the people that's out there pushing play on Kill No One Part One. Kill No One Part Two is also doing amazing. It's steady growing. We building that one. We know how momentum is. It's a little different, but because of the audiences, right? So audiences are different in different platforms. So on YouTube, it's a little bit different, right? You got to really work the your content on YouTube. You got to really work it with outside of YouTube, right? But then on Facebook, it's a little different because based on your own momentum and based on the way things are and how they suggest things on their platform, it moves a little different. The only difference is with Kill No One Part 2, it's a little longer than Part 1. And for some reason, Facebook only allows a certain amount of time on, you know, a video that you could put up. So, boom, Kill No One Part 2, we are moving around the YouTube link and getting a lot of people to go to YouTube to go check it out. So for those of y'all that's been checking it out, thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. And all the comments on Facebook, the people that's sharing it, thank y'all so much. We're going to continue to build, all right? We're going to continue to build. We're going to continue to bring y'all that content and keep it fresh, keep it fly, and just don't let up, right? Don't take our foot off the gas at all, right? Okay, so thank you to everybody that's been pushing play. We also want to tell y'all this. So for everybody that, you know, that's out there, this is what I want to say to all my content creators, period. Whatever you're doing, if you're doing these podcasts, if you are a filmmaker, if you're doing skits, all that other stuff. Listen, let me tell you something. I promise y'all, keep going and stay focused, because everybody's going to laugh at you at first. People going to doubt you secondly, right? They're going to laugh at you at first, right? Because you got the audacity to want to do something like that. Then they're going to doubt you, right? And then after they doubt you, they're going to watch, but they're not going to support. What I mean by support is they're not going to like it. They're not going to share. They're not going to comment on your joint. They're going to watch it, but they're not going to give you any type of feedback or any type of thing. Because look, a lot of people don't want you to see you do better than them. So whenever you doing this content or whatever you do, you got to keep the people that you know out your mind. You cannot focus on the people that you know, right? You can't let it bother you. You can't let it get to you. You know, family and friend, the whole nine, co-workers, the whole nine, do not hold it against them, right? Do not look for them. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're looking for them because whenever you put up pictures and stuff like that, they like it and all that, because that's nothing. That's just visual, right? But whenever you doing something, like actually producing something, like, or you got something to sell, trust me, the people that you know, which it should be the opposite way around, because they keep spending money on everywhere else, but they won't spend it with you, right? Because it, in their mind, they're helping you get along further than them, and they know you. They don't want to be responsible for that. So you got to focus on the strangers out here and really be okay with that, right? Don't be upset. Like, you got to be able, because a lot of people stop being people friends and everything over the lack of support. And then to me, I get it, right? Why a person is like, yo, you hanging around, you do all this other shit, but damn, yo, I got this going on and you can't share it, you can't like it, you can't do, you know what I'm trying to do. But see, here's the thing, you know, you got to be willing to go do whatever this thing is, regardless of who supports you or not. So let me just be honest with you. So even when strangers don't support, trust me, you're going to put up content on certain days. You might not get no views. Or you might get views. You might get a lot of views, but you ain't going to get no likes. You ain't going to get no comments. You ain't going to get no shares. Right? And it's all based on engagement. And I think a lot of people know that because in their mind, what they're thinking is, yo, I hope this cat get to the next level. He not going to come back and pull me up. He not going to remember my, you know, he not going to do this for me. Because in this reality, we realize that there's a lot of people that always want to see you do good, just not better than them. And it's just like that, especially if they know you. Right? Or if they've been around you, if they work with you before and stuff like that, very seldom. You'll have some people that you used to be around or people that you used to work with who really rooting for you, who will share your stuff, will comment, will support you, right? They will. But then you got people who have spent more personal time with you and they won't do it. They're not going to do it. It's like something burning inside of them to say to themselves, like, yo, I can't help. Look, if you do something that's free, they're going to come, right? You do something free, they're going to come. They'll show up when it's something free. But for them to have to actually reach in their pocket to support you, it's not going to happen. So I'm just telling you, because even for me, like, yo, with the gear, as y'all see, Early Bird Gets the Worm, the collective wear line, y'all know how we do out here, right? But listen, I be out there marketing and promoting my line every day. And you can't imagine, like, some of the people that I know who hit me and asked for a shirt versus purchasing a shirt. Like, they don't even have to ask if they purchase it. If they purchase it, it's going to come to you, right? Or I'll meet you and drop it off or whatever, if you local, right? But if not, I'm going to send that to you. So you don't even have to ask me for one. But the point is, people ask me for a shirt. But then they won't spend it. But then when you see them, they got new gear. They got all this other stuff going on. So my thing is like, damn, yo, you'll spend money paying for whatever. But with me, you just because you know me, you want me to give you something. That's crazy. And then I got to tell people, like, yo, nah, I'm not giving nothing away, yo. You know what I'm saying? If you want one, you just got to cop one or go through the website. I'm trying to get some shit moving, right? And then now they mad at you. They don't want to be a friend no more. Like, they was never your friend in the first place. I'm be honest with you. When you get to a certain age, you don't lose friends. That shit corny. They was never your friend to begin with. You can look at them a certain way, but the way they look at you is totally different. You don't have to hold on to the energy that they holding on to. I'm not holding on to other people's energy. Yo, word up. If a person is not around me no more, that was their choice. Or they did something that they didn't want to have a conversation about. Because most of the time with me, if it's something that happened that we can have a conversation about, we can get some apologies going on. If apologies are needed, we can move past it. But if that's not the case, then yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'll leave you right there. I still love you. I just love you from afar. That's it. And it's the same thing when it comes down to this business. Because I'm telling you, man, this shit going to pop. Yo, all the content I've been doing for the last few years and everything else, like, I know it may seem like it, I'm telling y'all, the shit gonna go, it's gonna pop. All it takes is for the right one to hit, and then everything else that we've already done is gonna be seen. I'm telling y'all, it's gonna be a lot of people in their feelings. And I'm gonna come right back to this video and I'm gonna tell them, like, yo, I don't get it. Why? Because, yo, if people don't believe in a vision and they choose to go whichever way they go because of whatever way they feel, they don't want to have a conversation about it, then damn, I mean, they can't be mad for a person who still keeps going. You can't. Like, what I think some people do is that they think that because they stop doing something or whatever, like, they that important that everything's supposed to shut down. Or if they feel like if they not around, then everything else ain't going to work. And it's like, no, what are you talking about? Like, yo, I literally come up with everything that we do on sets of that I'm producing. And I'm not using the word I to try to big up or brag on myself. What I'm saying to you is that as long as the people show up and they're willing to take that direction and then run with it, yo, people come, and if they got that mindset, then we gonna be lit. It don't matter. And this, and then there's a lot of people who I looked at and saw them further along in this thing that we're doing, but they're not there. So I'm like one of them people too that say, yo, I don't have to feel the same way about you that you feel about me. That's just not it. You know what I mean? Because I always want the best for the people around me. That's why I include them, right? And even in being inclusive, sometimes it can never be enough. Sometimes you can include people and stuff, but because you don't include them in everything, it ain't enough. Like, people want the choice to be able to say no to you. Like, no. Like, you. Like, why is it that life should be based on the way other people feel like people should take them? Like, no. Like, not at all. Like, yo, I don't have to. Like, if I already know that a person is a certain way, I don't got to ask them. And then they like, yo, why you ain't tell? Why you ain't ask me? Why? Like, yo, why? Why you ain't ask me? That's another thing, too. Like, we got people who feel privileged and entitled to things. Like, no, you're not entitled to just be a part of everything. Like, most people only want to be a part of things when it's in the front, like when it's to be in the forefront. But all that shit that go on in the background, like, nah. Like, that shit, that's the biggest task of all the things that's done in the front, is the stuff that has to be done in the background. The stuff has to move. It has to be edited. It has to, all these things have to go. It's not just like, even with this podcast, it's not just, yo, turn the camera on, turn the mic on, and let's just go. And then after that, we wait till next week. And then we do it again. Like, no, right? Because at some point, we're going to have this whole thing is going to be lit, yo. When I tell y'all, watch this, man. You know what I'm saying? A whole production. You know, I'm going to be able to help feed so many people's families just based off this content that we're doing, because we're going to keep going. Like, yo, it's a really big plan. And here's the thing about being creative. The one thing about being creative, I feel like, you know, that's just one of the greatest gifts that you can have as a person, that you can accept from God, like a gift that you can accept. Like, we all know that certain people got talents and all that other stuff, but we just talk about gifts right now, not talents, right? We talk about the gift of creation, like to be able to create, to be able to take something that you think about here and make sure that it's right here and you put it here. And even when putting it here, it could be good or bad to anybody. That's not the point. The point is that you believe enough in the way, whatever's up here, to manifest it, to be right here. And manifestation is one of the biggest and the dopest things out here in this world, y'all. If we can understand that and we can comprehend how that moves, right? And how that works. Just like, yo, we could do this shit. But I wanted to say something, because I was supposed to have a guest on tonight. And then, you know, the guest that I was supposed to have on tonight, it was based on a topic that I thought was very, very interesting. And I wanted to talk about that topic a little bit, right? So there has been a lot of different news that was going on, right? And I thought, the reason why I thought that this was very, very important is because this conversation tonight would have been important, but they didn't show. So, you know, I still want to touch on certain things a little bit. And what I want y'all to do is I want y'all to take this information that I'm going to give tonight, and if it hits you in a certain way, just go figure it out on your own, right? Like, go do the research on your own. But if not, if it's not important to you, that's fine too, right? But on my platform, this is what we do. We talk about things that are important. I feel like this is very, very important. So there's been reports that Ghana, Africa, I'm going to be completely clear, right? Ghana, Africa is offering African Americans of the United States, so to speak, and of the Caribbean, right? They're offering them citizenship. Like, yo, come back home. That's their pitch. Come back home. And so with that citizenship comes different things, right? But at the end of the day, there are different groups of people that are pitching different ideas when it comes to black and brown people. My guest tonight, what they were pitching is the idea of reparations coming in the form of support of an exodus of all the people who agree, African, so-called African Americans that agree to go to Ghana, right? So what the plan or the proposal is, listen, Ghana is willing to give a certain amount of acreage to those that would want to relocate from the Caribbean and from over here back to Ghana to help build whatever that civilization would be. And what it is that you will go build infrastructure, right? You go build your own schools, you build your own businesses, you go do, you build your own communities and all that other stuff. They're going to provide you with the land to be able to do so. So the premises of it is for them to say, listen, we want the government to fund it. This will be their form of reparations. They owe reparations because of the reason why people even get reparations. We know that those that are descendants of slavery or slaves and all the things that went through all that, not just that, we talk about Jim Crow, segregation, everything that just took place that happened to black and brown people, right? They're saying like, yo, this is the best way to give us reparations. Give us the money, like help fund us to be able to go over to Africa and rebuild our own communities, our own thing. Give us a certain amount of money for a certain amount of time and let us go over there and build and get from out y'all here. If y'all don't like us, y'all hate us, y'all doing all these things to us, y'all locking us up, y'all killing our babies, y'all doing all these things, you're not getting in trouble. Police out here are unarmed civilians. Nothing is happening to them. The legal system is just using it as a weapon against innocent people. You got innocent people locked up each and every day. They're doing time and they're being a part of the system from a system that just failed them and for something they never did. Then there's people that really out here doing crimes that's not in prison. Then you got law enforcement helping certain individuals commit crimes and different things like that based on their salary because they got to do whatever they can for extra money because they don't feel like they're paying. So they do all kind of things. So you got crooked cops, you got crooked people in all of these high positions and all of these places. You have all of these different people who are corrupt and money and all these other things that get that make these people do these things, right? But one thing that I wanted to say about everybody who's considering the exodus to Africa, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody who feel like that is a good play because there are people who are already doing it, right? They're already going over there. They're already doing things like, buying land on their own. There are people who are already going over there doing this thing without the group effort or without all the people that they're trying to get to complete this exodus to go over there. Right. A lot of people are saying the reason why they do want to do that based on deportation, because they feel like African-Americans or so-called African-Americans and all these other people are going to get caught up in deportations just because this is the fear that they want to put in our heads. But it's just something in me, and this is just me. That's why I said I'm so thankful to have this platform, and y'all know the comments are wide open. So if you guys feel any type of way about what I'm getting ready to say, I want y'all to know, oh, what up, Gab? Happy birthday to you, too, yo. Word up. Want to make sure that you knew that. Happy birthday to you, yo. But I wanted to make sure that y'all understand where I'm coming from because I'm gonna show y'all a couple of videos that I wanna give y'all. I don't believe that all of us that are here that are considered so-called African Americans even come from Africa. Now, what I mean by that is like, listen. I'm not saying what the cradle of civilization is and all that other stuff and where they use and they perceive Africa to be. Right? I'm not saying nothing about that. And I'm not speaking against that. But what I will say is that to me and just in my spirit and just based on different research that I have done for myself, I just don't feel like all of us came over here on the slave ships that they portray us to have come over here during the transatlantic slave trade. I just don't believe it. Now, I do believe a lot of the people that were stolen and sold from Africa did make it as far as the Caribbean. I think a lot of the Caribbean islands and places like that were people who were, caught and sold. We got to stop saying like in the sense of, because they wasn't bought and sold, right? They were traded. And that's another thing about the history that we need to really pay attention to, that They were traded. So to go back, and this is what we want to always put emphasis on, right? Like, look, the people, the so-called people who were supposed to be the ones that were sold into slavery, in transatlantic slavery and all that other thing, were the Hebrews, right? Okay, come on. Like, we know all that, right? This is based on, you know, if you believe in the story of Noah and all these other things, that's on you. It's not on me. I don't have no time to be trying to prove people whether the Bible real or not. That's not the point tonight. The point tonight that I'm trying to make is that we know based on history that the people that were sold or whatever that we traded for, because they wasn't necessarily sold. And that's the thing that y'all got to remember. They were traded for. Like, they had a whole bunch of people lined up in cages on beaches for the Europeans to come take based on commodities. They traded things for those people. They traded tobacco, cigarettes, all that. They traded all of this extra shit, guns, all these other things. They traded those things for these people. It wasn't like they came over here with the bag, like with gold and silver. No, they traded for those people, which is super foul. That's just based on the people who come from certain tribes of Israel. We know that too, right? But the people who traded them were the people of that region. So if you want to say, they say this all the time, yo, y'all sold y'all own people. Africans sold their own people. No, African people sold people that look like them. Right? Because we all know all skin folk ain't kinfolk. Just because you look like you share a certain complexion and color doesn't mean you same. It goes the same thing for Caucasian people, right? Yeah, there are a lot of Caucasian people from Europe, but let's just put it to you like this. Unless a person talk, a Caucasian person that come from Australia and a Caucasian person that come from Europe, you couldn't tell the difference unless they said something. I know they say a lot of redheads and all that other shit come from Australia. That's not my point. My point is that wherever there's one, you can say there's redheads in Australia, we'll find one in Australia. I mean, in Europe. And I bet you without them, unless they talk and you can pick up on the accent or whatever, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. They not the same people just because they look alike or their skin color look alike, but they not the same people. That's another thing, because in response to that, they were responsible for selling those people or trading those people off to the people who were the ones that was responsible for moving those group of people all around throughout the transatlantic slave trade. Let's just be real about that. So at the end of the day, how, Sway, did they make it all the way over here like they said? Now, remember, we with all of us, we can pretty much just go back and we can just pay attention and we know that there was no way that they kept making those voyages all the way over here from there. It wasn't. They went as far as the Caribbean. We know that they went everywhere else. But over here, one of the biggest parts of history that most people don't talk about is the intercontinental slave trade. Now, most people don't talk about that, right? Because they want us to be focused on being Africans. This is why we the only group of people that have five different names who identify us as. First, we was Negro. Then we were nigger. Then we were black. No, we were colored. Then we were black. And then now we African-American. So we the only group of people ever who had all of these different titles just to identify them as a people and still didn't identify us to no culture. All of that, Negro, nigger, black, African-American, none of that stuff ties us to nothing at all. No culture. All right. So if all the people can't, what part of Africa did they come from? Like, where did they come from? Are you telling me that because Ghana is saying everybody could come back to Ghana, that's where you came from because you didn't come from Ghana, right? Like, who? But then there's ways that people could map their DNA, right? And a lot of people have. And then there's most of the majority of people who don't believe in it because they believe that they're just going to get whatever come back to them. But my thing is that, yo, the doctor, if you go to the doctor and they take your blood for anything, they know everything about you. Why wouldn't you want to know everything about you? Like, you should want to know that for yourself, regardless of what you think people are going to say or whatever. You should want to know that for yourself. Like, there's no way you should. They know everything about you. They got your DNA right there. They could tell all the stuff, where you from, what the, all of that other shit. You the one that don't know because you don't believe in it. And I tell y'all all the time on this platform, because you don't believe in something, don't mean that it don't believe in you. It don't matter. Your belief has nothing to do with what the truth is or not. The truth has nothing to do with what we believe. The truth is always going to be the truth no matter what we believe. It's not going to change. The truth is the truth. A lie is a lie, but the truth is the truth. It's not going to change just because you don't believe it or not. It's the truth. So at the end of the day, my thoughts is that how much time did most people spend on the intercontinental slave trade? So that's something that we don't always really put into the forefront because we got to think about it. How did millions of people, right? How did millions of people wind up on the intercontinental slave trade, but only a few hundred or so, or a couple of thousand or so, are reported to have actually came from actual ships that docked over here in places like Fayetteville and places like Richmond, Virginia, right? But and not even docked in Fayetteville, but we know in Fayetteville, they got a very historic market in the middle of the town where they used to sell slaves. They still got it there, a monument. They got names of different people and the names of the people who actually bought the slaves. That's the crazy shit about it. Like, you could go up there and see names of people who actually bought the slave. So anyway, we know that there was a few places here, but then we also understand, like, just based on basic research of records of the way that they sail and shit like that, that, yo, a lot of those ships came from the Caribbean. So they didn't just come straight from Africa, straight to the United States. It was people they picked up from the Caribbean that came over here. We get that too. But for the most part, how much of us paid attention to the intercontinental slave trade, where they was with millions of people were traded up and down the East Coast? Up and down the East Coast. So if that happened, then yo, come on, y'all. Like, we gotta really kind of put that in perspective. How did only thousands of people wind up over here off of the boats that supposed to have came from Africa to the United States that sold everybody? But then there were millions of us up and down being sold and all that other stuff up and down the East Coast on the intercontinental slave trade. Like, how? If we wasn't already here. So for so many people, they're fighting to go somewhere that they, this is just my opinion, and this is not me speaking against these people that want to go over to Africa because they feel like that's exactly where they're from. And I'm not here to say that they are not. But what I'm saying to you, there's a lot of us here that scream in Africa and about everything with Africa, but you technically, sir or ma'am, are not from Africa. You're from right here. And what if, just for the sake of conversation, what if all the stuff that technically took place in the Bible took place here and not over there? Like, what if that happened? Now, I know for some people, they won't even fathom that because they talk about different places that happen over there. But when we talk about things that happen in the Bible and different events and stuff like that, it's just certain things that they describe, bodies of water, this and that, this altitude from this place and this and that, that don't coincide with the stuff that is over in Africa. It don't coincide with it. It coincide with the way the maps and everything is set up over here. So let's talk about it. Let's talk a little bit about it. Like, yo, are there pyramids here? There's just as many pyramids here as they are supposed to be in Africa. And how come there's everything here that's supposed to be in Africa? There's a Sphinx here. I know a lot of y'all know that. Y'all seen that, right? Like, over in Nevada, there's a Sphinx here. Right? And it's a whole bunch of other stuff here. Like, look, the Grand Canyon. And the Grand Canyon is pretty much cut off to everybody, right? Military base cut off. Like, you can't go. There's a couple people that try to do crazy shit. Like, one time it was a dude who tried to skydive in that joint, jumped off the top with the parachute or whatever. They shot that kid, right? They killed him. Like, they didn't even let him land and lock him up. They shot him. Like, yo, fuck that. Bam, you out of here. So they, and then they got other people who try to do other things, you know what I mean? Because they still got tribes, like they real got indigenous tribes or whatever that's still in that area down in the valley of that, that be protecting and doing all this other stuff based on different things that they say. Like the redhead giants and stuff that live in those caves down there in the Grand Canyon. But look, I'm not here to talk conspiracy or none of that other shit. But what I will say is that what if y'all, like, what if? I mean, let's be real. Like, what if this place that we're at right now was the place that everything took place at? What if that is just a secondary place or like a different location? But what if all that stuff really took place here? So listen, what we're going to do. I'm going to share my screen because I ran across a couple of videos where a couple of the brothers, they break it down really quickly. And I just wanted y'all to hear it from a different perspective because for me, you know, I get up here and I pop my shit. And it's one thing for me to pop shit, but then there's something for me to be able to say something that other people recognize too, because I'm saying what I feel doesn't mean that other people don't feel the same way. So let's do this. I'm going to share my screen real quick because I want y'all to know that, the comments are wide open too, right? Because I want y'all to get it. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be one of them things where y'all like, yo. So let's do this. Let's share our screen real quick. Let's start with this one. All right.
Move, y'all. That Congress crushed history and recreated it and took it overseas. This Shelby County, Tennessee, Egypt, D.C., 2170 through A.D. 1897, they recreated history and passed a law to take it overseas. The war was here. Okay, look, Congress' right to create. Notes, Great Pyramid of Egypt, the cubits used in its design to take it overseas, right? Sectional plan of the pyramid prepared for society, right? The Great Pyramids of Egypt especially prepared for Ohio Auxiliary Society, this institute. So they used this to recreate history, bro. Crushed it and took the remains and took it overseas. Okay, check this out. Let's work from the floor plan from this intersection for the first border comp, the Grand Gallery. The Grand Gallery had to be placed, agreed upon by Smith Angles. He took means of sets of trials, trying over and over again. Congress right to create the whole war overseas like it happened overseas. Look, Hispania, Hispanics. So they created the whole Punic War, man. The Roman Republic versus the Carthaginian Empire from 2064 BC to 146 BC. That's Alexander the Great and all that. It happened in America, but they took it over there. What's the Carthaginian Empire? Located in North Africa. But they're not going to say Egypt. They're not going to say Memphis, because then you would know. You would know that it didn't happen over there, that it happened over America. So look, Congress right to create. They redrew what they found in America and took it over there in those temples. And took it over there. They rebuilt that stuff over there for movies. Congress right to create. Look, they was drawing the whole plan out, y'all. And they got it from here in Memphis and other zoos too that are really temples. They recopied everything and took it over there. We already in Egypt. This Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, Illinois, and all of this stuff. This Memphis. They've been found the Sphinx. You see any saying? Kentucky, Louisville, Illinois, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, all this shit was Egypt, man. All of it was Egypt, y'all. And it was called a preface, introduction to a book.
I bet. That right there, I just wanted to share that real quick because I wanted y'all to hear it from somebody else, right? That broke it down. That's just a little bit. That's not everything, right? But that's just a little bit. Now, if you get what the young brother was saying, he was basically saying it based on real research, receipts, not just a feeling. Right, of how certain people in certain instances have taken information and rewrote it, remixed it, reflipped it in order to suit their narrative. And that is a lot of things that happen to us to this day. It's a lot of us who we are thinking one thing because the wool have been pulled over our eyes so much that we can only see things based on what we feel. Like the only thing that we can see. And they talk about that third eye all the time, man. That third eye is very important. Like this, that that thing that you have inside of you that see what you what your eyes don't see, but it helps your eyes to see, if that makes sense, right? Like that third eye, most people use it and call it an intuition, and people call it, you know, their psyche or their psychic ability or whatever they want to call it, their chi, their ka, you know, whatever title you want to put on it, right? Like, but that third eye, if you guys tapping into that, if there's a way that you can figure out to tap into that, because we all got it. Let's talk about that for a minute. Like the pineal gland, like I think about this a lot of times when there's people who are suffering from like depression and stuff like that. And for the most part, on all the research that come up about depression and stuff, is that a lot of times depression comes from the thoughts that people keep replaying in their mind. Because if you kind of think about it, a lot of times when people are depressed, it's based on whatever is negative. There's nobody depressed on something positive. There's nobody walking around upset because there's something positive going on. The reason that people find themselves in depressive modes is because of negativity. And I was caught myself was there one time before. It was one time in life, not too long ago, in the year 2018, where I pretty much lost everything that I could pretty much have. I mean, I've lost things before. And see, that's why during that time, after I came out of the depression state, this is what really made me feel foolish, right? Because one thing that we always got to remember is that when you go through hard times and you get on the other side of it, that anytime you face another hard time, you can get on the other side of that too. But sometimes whenever you're going through something and it's a hard time at the moment, you tend to forget what you already been through and that you're going to pull through it and that you were okay before this actually happened right here and that you could do it again. But for most of us, whatever the thought process that got us negative or making us recreate the thought and keep negative based on our subconscious is the same thing. It's something negative. There is a way that we all have to try to fight the negativity off because it's subconscious too, right? Because it affects the flesh. If you think about it, most people that find themselves in a depressing state, they be tired, they be moody, they be, it affects you physically, right? You want to be alone. You want to be by yourself. You feel like you got to go. Like all of these things, alienation, get by yourself. Because for you, you feeling like everything that you got on going on is negative. And then you using that energy, that negative energy, and it's producing a physical reaction because it's all in your mind, right? Because that's what was told to me. And this is what I had to really realize in order for me to pull myself out, because it wasn't until I had to keep telling myself about who I was and how I am and what I have to do and what's not going to be tolerated, what can't be taken. It wasn't until I had to talk myself into it that I did it, because when I say I lost everything financially, I was on tour, I was doing good, but the last tour that I did, it was a couple of shows that the promoter, it was like, yo, Ra, I got you on the next show, but I'm still on tour. So everything was being taken care of. But those last two shows, and they was big shows, and it was big money, and they didn't pay me. So I decided, like, yo, I'm not going back out on tour if you're not going to make sure you honor your shit, because I'm doing this work, and I'm honoring mine. Well, push come to shove, another tour came up. It was a promise to be paid. It was a little bit that was given, and then the tour didn't even happen. So then, boom, it just put me back in another position where it's like, all right, now I'm back to having to figure out life again. So during that transition in life is where things just took a really bad turn, because at that particular point, you're living off of money that you made before. You're doing because it ain't coming in like it was, because you're not doing the same thing. So then now you got to figure out different things. I drove cabs. I did all of these different things to try to maintain and keep going. Well, eventually all that stuff dried up to the point where I had to do door-to-door sales, right? I started off doing door-to-door sales for DirecTV and AT&T, right? Walking through neighborhoods, knocking on people's doors, trying to get them to buy or sign up for some shit, you know, home alarm system, satellite, or, you know what I'm saying, or you just trying to get them to get it popping, right? And then so I did that for a little while, and then I had to switch gears because it was just running into a lot of dead ends, because at that particular time when it came down to the satellite, it had just came to where people were being able to get those digital boxes on their shit, right? So people were able to go get the small digital box from the cable place, and they could get all the basic channels for like mad cheap. So it didn't make sense for people to go buy a satellite at this particular point, because anything else that they wanted, they could just add on that channel. They didn't need to go get a satellite that's offering you all of this shit with sports and all that other shit, when they could just go get a little box. They pay a small price and then just pay for the add-on that they want. It didn't make sense. So that fell through. So then I started doing it for Windows, where I will be riding through neighborhoods, getting out, walking up to doors, knocking on people's doors who have bad windows, trying to get them to set an appointment for somebody to come out there and sell them some windows that's going to save them some money on their energy. Not only that, it's going to give them a tax write-off because of the efficiency of the windows, right? And also put them in a position where if they want to, they can get vinyl side, then they can get their roof done. And then they'll get a total discount on the, off of the home when they go do their taxes, because of the way that it's already insulated and all that. So we was doing all that. I was doing all that. I was walking up and down the street. When I tell y'all, having to build and pick yourself up and then even to do stuff that you didn't know you can do, or things that you didn't even know that you was capable of doing, or, you know, the rejection. Do you know how much rejection I face? I face so much rejection that all it took was a few people to say yes, and I was able to get cars and do all this other shit just off of a few yeses. But all of the no, like, if you ever want to put yourself in a position where you want to figure, like, if you got tough skin, door-to-door sales is that, because of the rejection. People going to reject you just how you look. You're going to come up and knock on the door. People going to open the door and be like, listen, you just don't come over here. Don't knock on my door. I mean, they come out with the straight attitude, and you just got to walk off. Like, you know what? All right, my bad. I apologize. Not even be sitting up there and popping shit like, yo, fuck you. I ain't, you can't do none of that. You got to just take that and walk off and go to the next door and knock on them with this, with a new smile, with a new, you know what I mean? Like, you had to eat that. No matter what a person was going through that day, you chose to knock on that door, you're going to get whatever come to the door to answer it. And what I'm saying to y'all, I said all that to say that when it comes down to depression and the way that you feel, you are in total control over it. You are the person that can do something about it. And sometimes it's just to change your thought. Sometimes you got to interrupt the thought that keep replaying in your head that got you down, the feelings that you feeling and all this other shit that's bothering you and the losses you thinking about that is old, but you're not dealing with them losses right now. But because you had to deal with it, you still bother, whatever it is. All of these things that you replay in your mind all the time that put you in that depressive state, just remember, like, yo, no, you're going to have to force thoughts in your head, which means that you might have to speak out loud. You might have to find affirmation that you could repeat. Once you find your mind drifting off into that scenario that ain't happening, that scenario that you don't need to be worried about, when you find your mind drifting off of that, you got to say it. You got to get into your, yo, I got to find an affirmation. No, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm successful, I'm this. Whatever it is, you got to put that in its place every time. It don't matter. If you get 20 thoughts a day that's negative, the same thought keep coming in your head, then I mean that's 20 days, 20 times you need to do your affirmations at that particular point in time. Break the cycle. It's going to take work. It ain't going to come on its own. It ain't gonna come just because you pray. And think about it. How many of us pray asking for something versus praying in Thanksgiving already, like it already happened? Most people are set up prayer to be asking for something, asking God, God, please help me, God, please give me, God, please let me. Everybody's doing that instead of saying, God, thank you for allowing me, thank you for giving me, thank you for, you know, like, in advance, it's already here because of how you believe it. Because if he's giving it to you, and if he's saying, you give me all your problems and I'll take care of it, this is if you believe in God. If you're giving him all your problems, every time the problem pop up in your head, you're going to have to give your affirmation right then and there. No, this is God's work. He said he was going to handle it. For me, I'm doing this. I feel this way. I'm that. I'm this person. I'm that. However you feel about yourself, And I know, who am I, right? I'm not a therapist. I'm not nobody that, you know, that you can come pay to go sit down to and do all that. But all I'm saying is that in this game, you got to motivate yourself. And every now and then, it's cool that if somebody outside of you can motivate you. I don't have that. I don't have people just calling me and be like, yo, Rock, keep pushing, keep going. I, you know, not on a regular basis. I don't have a person just, you know, constantly helping me fill my cup up. No. I don't have that. So I have to fill my own cup up. I have to be the person to tell myself that it's okay. I have to be the person that share my content every day. Like, I can't count on nobody to share it for. I have to be that person. Yeah, I have a team and I have a crew and I have to enlighten. I have to probably, you know, let people know, like, yo, let's get this and get that. But that's the whole part about being a leader. But at the end of the day, you still responsible for you and your vision and your dream. So you got to continue to push, even if people around you are not pushing. And you also got to be able to fill your own cup back up, even if people are not encouraging you, people are not believing in you like you feel like they should. And it's okay, right? Because the vision is not given to them, it's given to you. So you can't hold people accountable for what they're not doing. You can't be mad because a person is not doing what you feel like they're supposed to be doing. You got to do it for yourself. You can't put that much power in another person. You can't allow another person to make you feel that bad about you that you don't want to do for you. It's no, like that, no, it's okay. A person do not have to do it. If they do it, I would definitely appreciate it. That's why every time somebody share my shit or whatever, I thank you. You know what I'm saying? I go on that post and say thank you. You know what I mean? Because, like, yo, I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, am I going to stop doing it because certain people or people who I expect are not motivated like I am to change my life? No, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? No, it's okay. That's why I said earlier, the same thing about people who walk away from this whole thing that we're doing. It's like, yo, I bet, you know, I'm not mad at you, yo. Word is born, but you can't come back later on talking about why nothing because, yo, I'm just putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? So no. And in spite of that, y'all, we want to talk about, like, listen, I showed y'all that video already about that. And I'm saying to y'all, like, me personally, I don't believe that we all came over here on no boats from Africa. That's just my belief. My personal belief is a bunch of information that backs that up. I feel like a lot of people out there will do the research. They will pretty much figure it out that we all didn't come over here on no ships from Africa. We not all African. A lot of us are native right here. And the Native Americans that they put in front of us or the people who are supposed to look us certain way, we understand the Mongoloids that came down from the north and they mixed in with the African races to create the people that look like that. Listen, we know that, but they don't want us to, or it's not as popular as it looks to be able to say it, right? Because like I told y'all before, man, listen, it's not a place in the world where we weren't. And I'm just talking about melanated people, not based on whatever you call yourself. It's just melanated people. Melanated people have been all over this world, yo. Everywhere. The sad part about with AI, it's a lot of people who don't believe shit really right now because of AI. And I believe that's another reason why people are not believing stuff, because now they got a reason to not believe it. Be like, nah, that could be AI. That ain't picture ain't real. That's AI. That's this, that, and the third. So now people have more reason to be skeptic, and they have more ways to just hide the truth right from under you because, you know, we use anything to be opposite. And that's just the way a lot of people are. They just opposite or whatever it is. If they don't feel a certain way, or if it ain't what grandma told them or somebody that they really trust and believe, then hey, they don't want to hear it. But before I get out of here tonight, man, I do want to say this, man. Protect the children at all costs. We got to protect the children at all costs. All right? Listen, you be sending y'all children off to daycare. Y'all don't know, a lot of people don't know what be going on in these daycares, and I get it. Some daycares are sophisticated. They got cameras and shit where parents could tap in and check in on their kid and see what's going on and all that. And I think that's dope, right? But there's certain things that parents may not know about. Like, yo, I know, have y'all heard about this thing called the sleepy sticker, right? Where it's a sticker that's been put on your kid's clothes, and through that sticker, it makes them fall asleep. Now, listen, y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. You're like, yo, like, I could understand that people have children, and children be rambunctious, and they doing all this other shit or whatever. But for a place to have your child that you're trusting, that's really, you know what I'm saying, looking out for your children. Now, some of y'all know y'all kids bad as shit, yo. Let's be real. Y'all know y'all kids bad. Y'all go drop them off at daycare like they not bad. Like they wasn't bad at home before you dropped their little ass off. You know your kid bad. But anyway, outside of you having a badass kid, just think about it. They still don't give another person the right to drug your child without you knowing. The sleepy sticker is a drug that is administered by just sticking it on some art over clothing, right? And then next thing you know, your kid passed the fuck out. How else can they have, you can go to a daycare or whatever, they say everybody take a nap at this time. How are they going to get all the kids in there to be sleepy at the same fucking time? Like, how are they going to do that? Like, kids don't even do that now. Like, your kid don't even fall asleep with you at home on the same times as you do. How they going to go to school and be synchronized with all the other kids and fall asleep? That ain't, you know why? Because there's the little places be slipping them damn sleepy time stickers on their little ass, yo. So let me, I'm going to share my screen with y'all because I want to show y'all this report because, you know, a few parents got, you know, they got creative and they tried to figure some things out and they found out about these stickers. Because look, when your kid is in daycare and preschool and all that other shit, stickers are common to reward them for doing good and different things like that. So stickers are common. So damn, you might not think nothing of it. Your kid come home with a sticker on them. You know what I mean? You ain't thinking nothing of it. Not knowing that sticker, like 4 or 5 hours earlier, had their ass passed out. I'm talking all the way out too. With their mouth open, snoring, all kind of shit. Kids ain't even supposed to be snoring, but damn, you get watch this, y'all. I'm gonna share my screen because I want to show y'all this video because I think it's mad foul, right? That people can do this to your children without telling you, and the public school system is mad foul. That's why I'm so glad that things have had to be changed about the public school system because they've been doing all kinds of shit to kids for the last 8 years, man, like crazy shit. Hold on, yo. I'm gonna share my screen again because we gotta get back to it. You know what I mean? Because I want y'all to get the information, right? Because, you know, I think this is foul. So we're gonna do this real quick. All right. Hold on. Let me start from the beginning. Yo, check this shit out, yo.
This is 4-year-old Lane Luviano. She's the one that broke this case open in September when she snuck one of her sleepy stickers out of the classroom.
She kind of pulled up her little shorts and said, "Mom, look, this is my sleeping sticker." And I was like, "The what?"
When Lane's mom, Lisa, saw the sticker, she thought it was strange and asked her daughter about it.
And the teacher gives it to you, where she put it?
On my eye.
And what's it look like?
Sleeping with a moon on it.
Lane's dad says he's known something was wrong since school first started.
They never notified the parents.
So Lisa took matters into her own hands. She reached out to the other parents in Lane's class, sent them pictures of the patch to see if their kids were getting the stickers too.
I showed it to my 4-year-old, and she said, yes, that's the sleepy sticker. And if you read the ingredients on them, it has a lot of, I mean, it's just things I've never even heard of.
And they're giving them drugs to make them sleep, to keep them quiet.
Najala Abdullah tells us she'd noticed changes in her son, who told her he'd been getting the stickers too. She says he'd been crying, stopped eating, and was bringing home lunches that he hadn't touched.
Yo, that is crazy. Either way it go, that is bananas, yo, right? And listen, this is just the only one that got caught. Most of the places haven't gotten caught yet because stickers are so common with children. And then if you heard what the reporter said, he was like, yo, she broke the case because she snuck it out. So 9 times out of 10, they put it on your kids and then they take the stickers off before they go home. Once they get them and wake them up, they probably take the sticker off when it's time for them to start waking up and they throw the stickers away. So you don't even know that your kid was drugged all day until you know what I mean? Just that little mama was able to sneak hers out. And because she snuck it out, they got caught. So it's probably all kind of daycare, right? Because information, it flows. We all know that. It just rolls. So can you imagine how many daycares and how many people put that out there and shit that they knew about, that knew about this whole sleepy time sticker that they probably told other daycares and shit like that about this sleepy time sticker? So now, you know what I'm saying, y'all kids getting drugged and don't even know? That's what I'm saying. protecting the children at all time. We got too much bullshit going on out here that's keeping us separate than the things that we need to use to keep us together and work those things out and stop allowing so much bullshit to come between us, because we all should be protective of the children, no matter what color the child is, right? No matter what language the child speaks. We should all be protective of the children. We should not allow none of that shit to be popping off. It should no sleepy time stick. Now, listen, we understand, like, oh, some people kids bad as shit, right? And they need to, they be have to figure out something. Because I know back in the day, they used to give kids Benadryl, like, yo, and make them black out. Like, yo, the kids was wilding, they ain't get no sleep. You know, or whenever, you know, the grown-ups wanted to have grown-up time and the kids still wilding, they get that little cat a little shot of Benadryl. Next thing you know, he don't wake up to the next day, right? So I know they used to do that back in the day. So now, just to get your little bad kid to calm down, they putting a little sticker on them. Now, I'm just saying, I know for some of y'all might need them stickers, but for most people, you need to be careful, because think about those pedophiles and all these other people out here who be doing stuff to children. They probably use those. So what I'm saying to y'all is very imperative that we pay attention and we do as much as we can to protect the children, because things that people see in now that gives them ideas to use it maliciously against people, so we can't. And to be honest with you, the sleepy stick is supposed to be for adults. It's not even supposed to be for kids. So women, please be careful out here, all right? Please be careful. Pay attention. You know, people touching y'all in tight places, they might slip a little sticker on you. Next thing you know, you drowsy somewhere. Listen. Pay attention, y'all, to all of these things. It's not just stuff that they're using on children. They're using on you as a grown adult. It's for adults, just so y'all know. It's not for kids. So the fact that they're using it on kids and it's for adults, just letting y'all know. So come on, y'all, chill. Pay attention. Protect everybody. Protect women. Protect children, right? And it starts with information. So I'm giving y'all that information. Hopefully y'all got a lot out of tonight's show. Right. I got guests coming on next week. We're going to make a shake. We're going to keep going, yo. Right. We're going to keep pushing no matter what. We're not going to let nothing stop us from getting to our goal. Our goal is to continue to be one of the platforms, one of the biggest platforms for everyday people that need to get the word out about what's going on in their life. And whether they show up or not, I'm going to still keep going, because information is needed. And I'm one of the people that feel like, yo, there's no need for me to talk about celebrities and gossip and all that other dumb shit. Let's talk about things that matter. Let's give people some substance, all right? So thank y'all all for jumping on tonight. It was a bunch of y'all that jumped on. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know what to do. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. Next week, we got a dope guest coming on, and we're going to keep it moving. And if one don't come on, y'all know what we're going to do. It's going to be me and y'all, and we're going to get to it no matter what, all right? So y'all know the vibes each and every week. I tell y'all, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until we meet again, y'all, I'm going to say peace.